I'm relating it to over 40, man. I'm sorry. You gonna you over 40 guys are you got it on me.
Well, I'm going to be over 50 in a few weeks, so give me a break.
I know. That's why you only made it to Savannah instead of Charleston. You had to pull over and take a nap. I know how it is.
Ooh,
We'll get you an
little
aluminum
shot
walker,
there.
Colin. We'll get you an aluminum walker.
Thanks.
Oh.
All
I
right.
actually, we were at a gas station filling up, and I said, Silly, somebody left their walker here. There was an aluminum walker right next to the pump. I should have picked it up for Colin.
Yeah, they even got them now with the built-in seats, man.
Well, you know, they had stuff like that for sale at the flea market in Sarasota Rally, so
All
about
right.
canes and wheelchairs.
Let's move on while we're keeping it sort of civil here. We got a we had an email question from Jot about Airstream
Jot.
weights. Jot says, you and the crew frequently mention how much lighter the vintage trailers are when compared to the newer trailers. What are some of the main reasons for this, and do fully modernized vintage trailers have the same issues? And they have a non-vintage and heavy 2008 International Ocean Breeze, 25 foot.
25 foot.
Yeah, front bedroom. So,
Now,
what is making these vintage ones lighter? And then when we're done rebuilding them, are they still lighter? Or are they having the same weight issues?
yeah, they're always going to be lighter right off the bat. I don't know if we've said this before, but basically, and I'm going to compare this to the 50s era, and it's really not quite as true all from the 60s, but every decade they do get heavier. So depending on which decade you choose, they're going to be heavier from the 50s right up through. In fact, even the 40s ones were lighter than the 50s ones, but that was because they had pipe frames and it tended to be smaller and no amenities in them whatsoever. But the largest trailer in the 50s was a 30 foot, and I think my 57 Sovereign of the Road factory rated at 38 something or 3,900 pounds, something to that effect. And that is about a little bit heavier than the smallest trailer that they make today, which is the 16 foot Bambi, which I believe is around 3,600 something, 36, 37, somewhere in that neighborhood.
Yeah,
So.
the 57 Sovereign of the Road 30-footer was 3860 with a tongue weight of 355. So yeah,
There you
right
go.
there.
3860. So it's people look at me like I'm crazy when I tell them this. I'm like, hey, you know, you can get twice as much trailer for the same weight. And then
Hey.
some people look at the tow vehicle and say, you know, you need to have some kind of tank to tow that trailer. I was going, well, the vehicle I'm towing with right now, would you tow a new Bambi with that? Oh, for sure, that would be fine. I go, well, that's the same weight. And with a tandem axle, and it's longer, and da 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 da, so it tows much better.
A 2003 30-footer classic is 8,700. So we've gone from 3840 to 8,700.
Yeah, typically I tell them that a modern trailer is about double the weight of a similar size trailer from the 50s. Now, it's not exactly true from the 60s because they started getting a little bit heavier there, and then in the 70s it got heavier again. But part of it comes from, you know, the aluminum skin thickness, whereas, you know, back in the 70s and earlier, it was 32 thousandths of an inch thick. And early 80s, they went to 40 thou thick for most of the panels. So that was a 25% increase right off the bat. Granted, they went with a different alloy, although it was an alloy that was nowhere near as strong as the earlier one. But in order to make up for what I believe, anyway, is the lower strength characteristics of the more the different alloy, they ended up making stronger chassis to accommodate that. So they.